Okay, I'd like to begin Melitha, so anyone who's not in Melitha can. Okay, firstly, just a sense of an overview of what we'll be learning in Hilchos Melitha, as opposed to Shtita, Basar Bakalav, and Ta'aroves. We're not going to be learning all of the Siman of Melitha, but we'll be learning certainly Rubo Kukulo, Samach Tes, Ayin, then Ayin Gimel, Ayin Vav, and Ayin Zayin. You'll see that which we're skipping are basically details of being malay of certain organs that generally are not eaten in terms of our culture. And so if you want to learn them, certainly you can learn them. But to the best of my knowledge, you seem to take Rav Zalman Nathemya's Bechino or the Rabbi Mitzvah Bechino, you're not going to be asked on those simonim. So again, Samach Tes, Ayin, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Vav, and Ayin Zayin. And as you're learning, you'll see that Samach Tes is the Rov Minyan Obinyan of Hilchos Melitha. And then it gets easier when that's finished. But today I'd like to give the Hakdama, and the Hakdama of Melitha is found in those simanim that aren't required for Wayu Smicha. It's found in Hilchos Dam. Hilchos Dam, I've tried to learn almost all of it one point or another. So we have the concepts of Dam Basin and Dam Dagin. So now we're dealing with Dam Chayavos. Those of you who have a Shulchan Aruch that has Hilchos Dam in it, the fancy Shulchan Aruch that came out recently from Machon Yerushalayim, contain Hilchos Dam before Hilchos Melitha, even though the outside says Hilchos Melitha, but it begins with Hilchos Dam as well. So in Siman Samach Vav, we have a kviya, Sif Aleph, Dam Behema V'chaya V'of, Bein Tmein Bein Tahorim, Aser. Okay, that we have an Iser of eating Dam Behema V'chaya V'of. Siman Samach Zayin just takes that Iser and explains that it really is a twofold Iser. Look in Siman Samach Zayin, Sif Aleph, says as follows: V'dam behema v'chaya nami ein iser kares ela b'dam hanefesh shehaneshama yotzeis bo aval dam ha'ivarim eino ela b'losas. We have two kinds of dam. We have dam hanefesh, which is the blood that spurts out when you shift an animal. One were to drink that blood to prepare for a prize fight or something like that, so he'd be over an iser of kares. And then we have dam ha'ivarim, which is the blood which is left in the body after the dam hanefesh comes out. And that dam eivarim, were someone to squeeze a piece of meat into a cup and drink that blood, that would be a lav. Not an iser kares, but a lav. Two different sukim and two different averos. However, over here, we have a condition to the lav. Hane nile, when is dam eivarim asur? Kishapiresh min ha'ever, when we have dam shapiresh. Namely, that as long as you have a piece of meat that has blood inside of it, that is mutter. That's dam evarim shelo pirish. It's mutter legamre. That we view that dam as being basar. It's part of the basar. The Gilyon HaMarsha over here gives the mashal to an area that we learned. The Gilyon HaMarsha in Sifatan Day is l'nitzra mutter ukein zeb mei mechalav ba'odan im hachalav shari ukeshapirish aser mishim evarim menachai. That as long as the mechalav, the mei mechalav, is part of the milk, it's milk. And so over here, as long as the dam evarim shelo pirish is part of the basar, it's basar. Were we able to pull the meme chalav out, then it reverts to being evarim menachai, then it reverts to being an iser. Here also, if we pull the dam out of the meat, then it has the shame dam. But as long as it's part of the meat, then it has the shame basar, and it's mutar. And therefore, halachu l'maisa, we have over here in Sif Beis, l'fikach mutar le'achol basar chai v'hadacha v'lo malicha. Therefore, you're allowed to eat raw meat, what the Gemara calls umtza. Yes?
I have a question. This is probably the other question I had from last section. You said that in case of Zayr, that if you were to take milk, and you were able to distill the milk, since you were to remove, just have pure liquid, so there would be no halach at all. So you pure distilled water. You said over there that by that was considered to be distilled halach. Yeah, when we're talking about may column, which may be removed by a second period, how would that make a difference? In fact, if anything might say that the same would be pure, or the distilled would be completely separated.
It's a good question. I don't know the answer. You're asking logically why distinguish between mei chalav and mei mei chalav.
And
say, I don't know. It's a good question. But in dam, we only have one act of separation, so it's a little clearer in terms of dam. I hear the question. I don't know. So therefore, if one would want to eat umtza, one would be permitted because you're eating basar. That red liquid that you see is called mei basar in Dr. Jackson's language. May basar is considered to be basar as long as it's within the piece of meat. But most people don't like to eat basar chai. It's tough, it's tangy, it's whatever. And they rather cook meat. And so the problem is, if you cook meat, you're creating damei zarim shapirish, because you take a piece of raw meat, you put it into a pot with water. When you cook it, the dam is going to go out of the meat into the water, and then go back into the meat. So you are now creating a damei zarim shapirish, and you're creating an iser achila. What level iser achila do we have over here? So that's a machlokes rishonim. Here, those of you who like, who were expecting properly that I would hit the prima gadim as hakdama tilchus melicha, this is the prima gadim, the psicha tilchus melicha, ha'ikar harisha. Amar hakosei says the prima gadim, terem achel ledaber bedine melicha, akdim kama ikarim atzrichim yenem elu, acharkach astil beferish miyad. Now, before we deal with how to create meat which is cookable, let's say what's the din if you eat meat that is uncookable, or that's usher to cook. Namely, if we take raw meat and so we put it and cook it, we're going to be over an Easter of damei varim shapirish. What level of Easter? So he says, achkor bo malicha zoshan omokin basal kedera min hatorehi o midrabon. Are we trying to solve a doraisa problem or trying to solve a drabonan problem? Because if you cook meat, you're also cooking the blood in the meat. And the question is, when that blood is reabsorbed, it's being reabsorbed as dam shabishlo. Is dam shabishlo aser d'oraisa or drabana? So here, the makoros of Rachel Prima Gadim, Rashi, he brings in Chul a number of places, holds that dam shabishlo is chayav mi d'oraisa. If you're dealing with dam hanetesh shabishlo, you're even chayav kares. Namely, nothing happened. It's not like yayin mevushal, where it goes down a darka. No, dam shabishlo, according to Rashi, is still considered to be dam. Who has in? He quotes the Rambam over here, that the Rambam also is mashma adam shebishlo yerchayav midoraisa, and the one who is mekil are the Balei HaTosfos. The Balei HaTosfos hold that dam shebishlo doesn't have a shame dam midoraisa. However, because it looks like dam, may even taste like dam, Rabbanan say that it's aser. So dam shebishlo is midrabbanan. So were you to cook a piece of meat without doing any process to it beforehand, an unprocessed piece of meat, you're going to be over an Easter by eating that meat, either an Easter d'oraisa according to Rashi and the Rambam, or an Easter d'rabbanan according to Tosfos. Tosfos is the mainstream shita. It's Tosfos, it's the Rashba, it's the Ra'ah, it's Easter v'heter, v'chule v'chule. Rashi and the Rambam are the deot yechidim in this situation. Might not mean if we have an Easter d'oraisa or an Easter d'rabbanan. So here, we go back to Siman Kufei, and then there would be a difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Namely, that in Kli Rishon, we were dealing, perhaps, with a Iser Drabanan, Dam Shabishlo. Kli Sheni, which is Maslut Mavliya, but not Mavashel, there you would still have an Iser Doraisa. Irui, you could still have an Iser Doraisa. What about Dam Shamolcho? You'd have to ask, you know, is Dam Shamolcho Mliach Kuroseach? So that may be only Iser Drabanan. What about Dam Shekvosho? This goes back to the Chakira we had in Siman Kosei. Kavush Kumavushal, the Kafadimion. Is it Kumavushal in terms of the fact that it's Mamash Mavushal, or it's only Maflut Mavliya Kadekulu like Mavushal? All of these questions, Prima Gadim, of course, you would expect, deals with Kishitato. And so this is simply, where do you have an Isra Darais, or where do you have an Isra Drabanan? But Halach L'maisa, what if a person cooked meat and doesn't remember if he did Malicha or not? He has a Suffolk. If this meat still has dam in it, is this a safek d'oraisa or is this a safek d'rabbanan? Okay. What if we'll have a goy who will come and tell us, oh, you know, I saw you being maleach the meat, and this goy was speaking mesiach lefitumo. So if we're talking about an iser d'rabbanan, you know, there's a nemonas of goy an iser midrabbanan mesiach lefitumo. If we're talking about an iser d'oraisa, namely even dam shavishlo is aser d'oraisa, so goy is not ne'eman mesiach lefitumo an iser d'oraisa. I mean, everything we spoke about, Siman Sadichet, Siman Kufei, etc., it all comes together over here in terms of these nafkaminas as to whether Dam Shabishlo is the right or not, and we'll come to them as we're learning. This is the Hakdama, but this is one issue that we're going to have to deal with. Okay, let's say we're from Jews. We don't want to get involved in Isurim, either Doraisa or Drabana. We want to have glatt kosher meat. We want to be able to eat meat without any Dam there. So there has to be a patent. You have to do something to the meat before cooking it to get out the blood. What patent do we have? So here Chazal give us two patentim. One is Melicha, and the other is Tzli. We're going to learn Hilchos Melicha and Hilchos Tzli. Asamach Tes and Ayin are Dine Melicha, Ayin Gimel is Dine Tzli. But now let's concentrate on Melicha. And let's ask ourselves, what exactly does Melicha do to the piece of meat such that it allows us now to cook it without worrying about Isurim, either Doraisa or Drabana? That's the Iker Sheni of the Prima Gadim. We cover the Iker Rishon. You can read through it yourselves. The next page, it depends which edition you have, but in this edition, the next page, Ha'Iker Hasheni, Hulahavim Tulas HaMelicha, Mahu Oseh. So what does Melicha do? Here again, as you would expect, we have a Machlokes Rishonim. And this Machlokes is between, it's known as Machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Rashba says that what Melicha does is Pashit takes out all the blood. No matter how thick the piece of meat is, if we have a certain amount of melach and we go through the process with certain technical conditions, we'll call hadacha kamaisa and melicha and hadacha basraisa, etc., we're going to have a piece of meat post melicha which is blood free. When you get a steak which is rare, it's red. That's moal ba'alma. That's not blood. The blood was gotten rid of by the process of melicha. No matter how red the steak or the chicken, etc., sometimes you have southern fried chicken and you open and you see it looks pink, right? Pink, red, machu kazeh. Don't worry about it. That's just mohal ba'alma. It's just gravy, red gravy. The blood was all removed via the process of melicha. That's the shita of the Rashba. However, the Ra'ah says, machitom. There is no magic over here in terms of melicha. What melicha does is it removes the blood from the outer surface of the meat. That's all that's removed. And the blood that's inside the meat remains there. But you can eat it. That's no worse than eating raw meat. That's dame varim shelo piresh. Namely, that which you see in the middle of the steak is dam mutar. It's blood, but you're allowed to eat it because it's dame varim shelo piresh. Dame varim shelo piresh, we saw, is mutar. So the question is, when you're eating a rare steak, according to the Rashba, you're eating meat without blood. According to the Ra'ah, you're eating meat with, if you want to call it kosher blood, or call it meat. Call it liquid meat. You're eating meat that has liquid meat. The Dami Bar Mishal Pirish, as you pointed out, Alpi Din, is basar. Yes?
When you get on a plate and you have
to
serve steak?
Ah, okay, good question. We'll come to it in a minute. Yes? Yes, Yon. We'll come to your question. Both these are the same question. Now, according to the Rambam and the Ra'ah, let's go before it gets to your plate. When you're cooking it, so the outer blood was already taken out, but that inner blood is still there. How do we solve any problem? Isn't Bishul a process which is kacha minei ubei? Doesn't Bishul pull everything out? It creates everything. Everything is makusha. What's in the walls of the pot? What's in the piece of the meat? It all becomes, you know, everything mixes in with everything. That's the concept of tam and of rote, of akule. What good does it do simply to clear out the outer surface of the piece of meat? So here we have machlokes between the Rambam and the Ra'ah. They both hold that what melicha does is take the meat out of the outer surface of the meat. That's what melicha accomplishes, takes the blood out of the outer surface of the meat. However, according to the Rambam, inachinami, before you cook the piece of meat, you need another process. And that process is called chalita. Chalita means to take the piece of meat and dip it in boiling water, like a bagel. They dip it in boiling water, and by dipping in boiling water, that sutures, I think that's the proper word, it closes off the sotemet nikvei haplita. It's sort of sutured, that then the blood that is inside is caught inside.
It's cauterized. The cooking term is seared.
Okay, it's seared. Okay, so that's a process called searing. It's a process that in Lashon HaKodesh called chalita. And the Rambam says that should be done before the cooking. Namely, what the melicha does is that if you were to cook it without doing melicha, even after the chalita, b'cholza, you're going to have blood around the outside, which is going to go into the water. Then you've got to get involved in problems with shishim, etc. So let's get the blood out of the outside of the meat via melicha. The chalita will trap the blood that's inside, and then we can go ahead and cook it, and everything is fine. There's no blood to come out into the water, and that which remains inside, al pidin is basar. Stamei varim, shalo pirish. The Ra'ah says there's no need for any intermediary stage. We go straight from malicha to bishul. Why? Because the last step of malicha is hadacha basraisa. This meat is soaked in water after the malicha to get rid of the melach. That gives a signal to the blood inside, relax. Blood inside relaxes. Then you go ahead and you put it into a pot of water, heat up the pot. The blood inside now begins to get warm. That process of moving from cold to hot is similar to what we would call like tziruf in terms of metal. That causes the dam to be mitkasher. It causes the dam to harden within the piece of meat halachically. And that blood, which is hardened, is not going to come out. Namely, that we have over here simply a one-stage paten, malicha, and that takes the blood out of the outer surface. So when the cooking process begins, nothing is going to go into the water. And that which is inside, when it goes from cold to hot, is going to harden inside and remain inside. So you understand that now we're going to have a problem. Were I to be maleach a chunk of meat, and then before cooking, I'd want to cut it into pieces. And I cut it after the malicha. So according to the Rashba, that which I see on the knife, that red liquid, that's mohal ba'alma. All the blood already came out. But according to the Ra'ah and the Rambam, that which is trapped inside is still blood. It's just trapped. It's not going to come out via bishul. But when I cut it, it's now the outer surface. It's no longer inside. It's now an outer surface. And it's going to go in, and when I cook the piece of meat, it's going to go into the water. So according to the Ra'ah and the Rambam, I would have to be moleach a second time after cutting it. Namely, I have to be moleach. Malicha has to be the last step before bishul. If I'm going to cut post-malicha, I'm going to have to be moleach again because I have a new outer surface. And that I have to get rid of the blood on the outer surface and trap the blood again inside. I have to create a new inner surface. So that would be one very basic nafkamina between the Ra'ah and the Rambam on one hand, and the Rashba on the other hand. The second nafkamina would be, what if I would take this piece of meat that has the blood inside of it, put this a little differently. What if I take a piece of meat post-malicha? Take a piece of meat post-malicha, and simply soak it now for 24 hours. Kovish the piece of meat for 24 hours. So according to the Rashba, I now have soaked meat. That's all. It's meat. There's nothing there but meat. So I soaked it for 24 hours. So the water is going to have a reddish tinge. That's mo'al ba'alma. The blood was all taken out via the malicha. However, according to the Ra'ah and the Rambam, I have blood inside of that piece of meat. Dame varm shalo pirish. It's not going to come out via bishul. Because we did a chalita, because we went from this cold to the hot. It's not going to come out via bishul, but it's going to come out via kvisha. Kvisha is a process. It's, you know, when things, it's like yishev eretz yisrael, not a chazaka rather than a milchama. In other words, that when things occur slowly over 24 hours, then my nafkamina that the blood over there, the chor is sitting tight. Kvisha is going to pull it out, and it's going to asur the meat, and asur the water, and asur the kli, and everything is going to be asur. Namely, that according to the Ra'ah and the Rambam, I still keep my guard up, even post-malicha. Things could still happen, because I still have, in this piece of meat, dame varim shelo pirish. Mashenk, and according to the Rashba, post-malicha, I have over here a piece of meat which has no dam in it at all, and I can do with it whatever I want. I don't have to think about twice about cutting it. I don't have to think twice about being kovishit. There's no dam to talk about. Yes?
What's the definition of dam to pirish? The blood that left the whole chicken?
We'll come to it then. Okay. For this point, for our purposes, we're speaking of dam that leaves the chicken altogether. That's the easiest definition. That's the one that we'll get involved in at this point. I'll mention there are other definitions as well. How do we paskin? So if you look in Siman Samach Tes, Se'if Hei, there we have one of our nafkaminas. Says achar shenimlacha hachaticha im chotach mimena eino tzarech lachzor v'limloach makom hachatach. Your hint already is from the Be'er Hagola that this is tshuvas harashba. The Rashba, the Machaber Paskins like the Rashba, that you can cut the meat after malicha, you don't have to worry about anything. Points out the points out the Taz. Zeh mai riachar sheshoh hashir malicha, kamashmon ayidei hamalicha nifrat kol hadam. Afilu mashu be'emtza hachaticha, afal pishehu ava ma'od. Okay, so we have over here is a situation where we paskin like the Rashba, pure and simple. We quote the Rashba that Malicha takes all the blood out, even no matter how thick the piece of meat is, even from that which is inside, and we shouldn't be confused by red coloring. Red coloring means nothing. That's A. B, if we look at the end of Sif Yutes, again in Siman Samach Tes, it's a long Siman. If you look at Siman Yutes, there the Ramban is quoted, you know, this option of Kalita. See, if you test. Achar shenimlach habasar v'hudach, mutar litno afilu b'mayim shein rotzkeh. V'yesh misha matzrich litno b'mayim rotzkeh. That's the Rambam. They need chalita. Says the Ramah, v'hamino kisvar harishona v'chein ikar. There's no need for any chalita because the melicha already did everything. If you look over here, the shach, sifkot anayin ches, yesh misha matzrich litno b'mayim rotzkeh. To trap the blood inside. If you can, why not be machmir like the Rambam? The Das Harav, however, according to the Ramah, ain't lachlush lekach klal. We don't even have to worry about the Rambam as a chumrah. Tumavur b'dvar b'taras chatos v'atam dehoil v'shoha shir melicha kvar yasa kol damo u'mashe yotzei acharkach afal pishu adam eino ela moal v'alma. Okay, so the Machaber in Sifei Paskins like the Rashba and the Ikar Hadin. Over here he raises the option of being Machmir like the Rambam, and the Ramah says no, we're not even Machmir like the Rambam, doesn't make it into Achlu Maisa, and the Taz and the Shach, everyone agrees to the Din of the Rashba. What exactly is the basis of the Machlokas over here between the Rashba and the Ramah? I mean, it appears to be a Machlokas de Metzius. And I don't know how much I say other than that it is a machlokas pashas and metzius, but l'chora that there is a certain mindset that pushed the ra'ah in his direction. L'chora, what pushed the ra'ah over here is a shita that we saw back in Hilchos Tarovis, also to the beginning Hilchos Basav Al-Talaf, and that's the shita of the Bahag. There's a Tosfos in Chulin and Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amar Aleph that deals with the world of Malicha. And Tosus over there wonders what level of melach will bring about a din of meliach karoteach. We pointed out that if you have a piece of cheese and you have a piece of meat and you have a certain amount of melach between the two of them, that will create basav akalav, meliach karoteach. It will be the equivalent of making a cheeseburger, right? Just with the melach, without any heat at all. How much melach do you need to create that havla of the cheese into the meat and the meat into the cheese? So the Rabbeinu Tam is medayik in the Bahag. Which Bahag am I referring to? The Bahag had a question in the world of Malicha L'Kedera. Malicha L'Kedera means we want to be able to cook a piece of meat, we're Malayach in order to cook it. That's Yochas Malicha, Malicha L'Kedera. In the world of Malicha L'Kedera, how long does the Melach have to stay on the piece of meat to pull out the blood? What is the sheer Malicha? So, if you look in Siman Samach Tes, at the very beginning, see it, Vav, Shir Shehiya B'melach Eino Pachos M'chadei Hiluch Meal. 18 minutes. Well, we'll see exactly what a meal is, but for our purposes, let's say 18 minutes, somewhere between 18 and 24 minutes. That's how long the basar has to soak in, not soak, but has to have this melach surrounding it. Where does this shear of meal come from? Shehu kishir kadei shlusha sha'a b'kiruv. It's approximately 20 minutes, give or take, either 2 minutes earlier or 4 minutes. It's approximately 20 minutes. Where does this shear of approximately 20 minutes come from? So, it's machlokes rishoni. The Bahag understood, if you look in the gross, it's cut on kazayin in the middle, ha-Bahag v'ha-Gaonim kosvu d'shir melicha kishir tzliya. How long would it take to cook a steak, to roast a steak? How long would it take to make a steak over a fire? Kamosha kosav b'perek zayin d'chulin, meliach karoteach dipsli. And the Gonim had a tradition that in their time, shir tzliya kadehi luchmil. To get a medium medium rare, I guess. What? No, Tzli Mevushal called Tzliya. Tzli, you know, is that it should be Tzalui. Tzalui called Sarko would be 18 minutes. And therefore, over here, since Maliach Kiroseach, this Tzli, that we have this comparison between Malicha and the Tzli, so the same period of time that it would take to take a piece of raw meat and make it into a Tzli, that's the period of time that it would take to pull the blood out of a piece of meat. That's the Bahag's equation. Namely, the Bahag over here is equating Maliach Kideira, according to the Bahag, is the equivalent of Maliach Kiroseach. And since Maliach Kiroseach is Roseach of Tzli, so therefore Maliach Kideira would also use the criteria of Tzli. If over here we have 18 minutes, so over here we have 18 minutes. That's the Bahag's equation. So Shezra Menutam is the Bahag makes an equation in terms of time, we can also make an equation in terms of Kamut HaMelach, in terms of the amount of salt. In Maliach Kideira, we have a din that it has to be covered all over with salt. That's the shear of Maliach Kideira, right? The kisui, kulo, right? Then you have to cover the entire piece of meat with salt in order to get the blood out. So if you want to know how much salt you need to make a cheeseburger with salt as opposed to with meat, it's the same amount because we have already this equation. If we're working from 18 to 18, we can work from kisui kulo to kisui kulo. This is what we saw in terms of they don't necessarily need the amount of melach that you would need to store something, what we call saltpeter, to store it for weeks upon weeks. The melach of, you know, that would be equivalent to refrigeration. It's enough to have, but we have a container. It's enough to simply cover the surface with salt, put the piece, have a hamburger, cover the surface with salt, put a piece of cheese on top, wait 18 minutes, and now you have basar b'chalav. Right, so we have over here this equation. So, says the Ra'ah, if we have this equation of the Bahag in terms of time, and we have the equation of Rabbi Yochanan in terms of amount, l'chora, just like over here, this is Kidei Klipa. This is also Kidei Klipa. Right, just Maliach Kiroseach, the Tzli, is the Tzli, we pointed out, is not Bishul. It's not Kidei Kulo. It's a din of Kidei Klipa. It's an outer surface. We're talking about the outer surface being Mitzvah. So Maliach Kideira also looks at the outer surface. So what does Maliach Kideira do? It takes the blood out of the outer surface. Then we're making an equation. Maliach is Maliach is Maliach. Irrelevant when we're talking about Havla, if we're talking about Tlita, it's all one din of dealing with the outer surface. The outer surface becomes Al-Pidin Ha, the outer surface becomes blood-free, we have the same time period, same amount of melach, etc. That's the Ra'ah, and that's the Rambah. That Maliach can't go beyond Tzli. If Tzli is surfacing, Mikar Hadin, leaving aside the Dinim of the Rashamin, etc., Mikar Hadin, talking about Kedei Klipa, Kedei Netila, right, we're talking about the outer surface. So also, Malicha is Kedei Klipa, Kedei Netila, we're talking about an outer surface. Come on the Rashman says, that's a surface. It's a surface, it's a surface, it's a surface. What are you talking about? These are two different worlds. It could be that we have two worlds, remember the Rashi is not talking about the Bahag, that we have two worlds with the same shiurim. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we have over here the same process. It could be in Achinami, this is 18 minutes, this is 18 minutes. It could be in Achinami, this is an outer surface, and this is the Kisui Kulo, this is the Kisui Kulo. But it doesn't mean that therefore, since this is Kedei Klipa, this is Kedei Klipa. This is the process of getting rid of blood, and this is the process of the Mavriya, two surfaces that are touching one another via Melach. It just happens that Kosh Baruch Hu wants to make the world easier for us to remember. Instead of remembering different shiurim, we remember one shiur. Right? I pointed out that if you want to remember how melachos of Shabbos are divided into categories of Sidur the Pas and Ibur the Or and Asiyah Semer and Miscellaneous, so you have 13, 11, 8, 7. Right? The same way that you have the Chuyot in your tzitzis. Does that mean that Shabbos can, you know, is that Kolat Torah Kulot can get Shabbos, and Kolat Torah Kulot can get Tzitzis, and therefore Shabbos and Tzitzis are one of them? No! It just happens that things work out, right? You look in the Gru, he always points out how things tend to work out. That simply we have similar shiurim without there being any internal connection between the two. So here we have a world of Olat Torah Seyah, which is a world of Kedem Kedem Kedem, and we have a world of Olat Torah Seyah, which is getting out all the blood. And they happen to have similar shiurim, but nothing more than that. Nothing more. It's purely a coincidence, according to a halakhic coincidence, according to the Rashba. How then, according to the Rashba, what really is the basis of malicha? I mean, according to the Rashba, we have a precedent from B'yach Kaseira. Chazal knew that it worked because we have this precedent in the world of B'yach Kaseira, and so we're basically transferring from one to the other. According to the Rashba, what is the masoras, what is the makor of this great new world of malicha, the malicha of Kaseira? It gets out all the blood, no matter how big the piece of meat is, with the same amount of salt, same amount of thyme, etc. So I heard from Rav Shmuel Soloveitchik Zatzal, he was my chemistry professor when I was in college. Just say a word about him, because no one knows it. Everyone knows the Rav, everyone knows Rav Aaron Zatzal, but no one knows Rav Shmuel Soloveitchik. Shmuel Soloveitchik was the middle brother. He was between the two. He was very close to the Rav in age. I think it was a difference only about a year or two. And there was a tremendous amount of sibling rivalry between the two of them in terms of their learning. Anyone who reads any biography of the Rav knows that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was a very, very demanding father in terms of what he expected of his children to become the Gadol Hador. And there was a question, who would be the Gadol Hador? And it's very hard when you have the Rav as an older brother to be a Gadol Hador. And so Shmuel had a nervous breakdown as a teenager. And his father took him to Switzerland to a doctor there to ask what should he do with his son that just had a nervous breakdown. So the doctor saw the dynamics of the family and said that they should stop the competition, that he should go into something easy. So he went into chemistry. And what he did was he used to learn Yerushalmi. He used to sit in the YU based medrash and he would learn Yerushalmi. That was his specialty. No one could compete with him in terms of his knowledge. The Rav was fine about it. He knew Yerushalmi. But anyway, he became a professor of chemistry, and he told us that really, and I believe him, that because he was a brilliant person, that he should have gotten the Nobel Prize instead of Linus Pauling, because he wrote to Linus Pauling. Linus Pauling got it on certain discoveries, the valences, etc., and it was his. He had the letter. He wrote it on his one. It was his discovery. In any case, he claimed that what happens in terms of malicha is that what malicha does is it dehydrates the meat. It takes the water out of the blood. And all of us know that blood is made up, I think, of 90% water. Mashu kaza, there, Dr. Jackson, there, approximately. Okay, approximately 90% water, the rest of it are the white and red warcoats, etc. 90% water. What the malicha does is it pulls the water out of the blood. And dam is defined as Torah as dam hanefesh. So what it basically does is it kills the blood. This is no longer dam hanefesh. It's dead blood. It's no longer live blood. Without the water, it no longer has the din of dam. And as such, baror, you're going to have a red color. Because the red is still there, the red corpuscles are still there, but that's no longer considered to be al pi dam the moment that you got the water out. And the function of the salt is when you salt all around, it just keeps pulling the water out more and more and more, it just keeps going. And so even after the 18 minutes, there's still a concept called plitas tzir. It's still going out. In other words, even if you keep pulling out more, after 18 minutes, it's already al pi din dead. But there's dead and there's dead. In other words, it keeps pulling out more and more tzir, depending as to how long you're going to leave it in the salt. Because even in the salt for an hour, you realize it's going to be much less, in other words, much less is going to be in there than after 18 minutes. And therefore, halakha l'maisa, what Shmuel told us that he received a pniyah from the Rabbanut HaRashit in Eretz Yisrael, what to do with people who are on salt-free diets. And malicha creates, even after halakha basraisa, the whole of the people who are very sensitive to salt, the meat is going to be, so one option is tzli, and for people who want bishul as opposed to tzli, so if you take anything that has the same chemical equivalent valence as salt, that will have the same effect on the blood, namely pulling out the water. So he suggests instead of using NaCl, instead of using sodium chloride, to use KCl, to use potassium chloride. It's not poisonous, and it has the same valence, minus one, plus one. It'll have the same effect on the water within the blood, and pull it out as well. That's the Rabbah's picture. So the Rabbah, looking at Malicha today, has nothing to do with Maliach the Kiroteach. Rather, it's a din of removing the dam HaNefesh, taking the Nefesh out of the dam, taking the marble out of the marble, right? No, we're taking the nefesh out of the gun, and in that way, we have a piece of meat which is gun free. I'll be there. Yeah? Yeah, that's what it is. In other words, the people who are very, very careful with their diet, they want to do it on their own, use the taxing coin. I'm not aware that it's done commercially. It is done. Oh, okay. What? Oh, wonderful. Okay, in America. I'm not aware that it's thrill that you can get it over there, but in America, everything goes in natural. Yeah. Well, the racial aspect of the car goes up. The car goes up. It's here. It's here from our Mohawk. The Zenutar. I see if you say Tokhman after the Tokh, Zenutar check down. It doesn't, because the way that it works is simply pulls the water out of the meat. Right. Pull the water out within 18 minutes. It pulls enough water out that it's no longer considered to be Alpi Din Dan. No, the whole 18 minutes is a long period of time. 18 minutes, you can do a lot of things. Actually, you can learn two proper Mishnahs in 18 minutes if you try. Anyways, 18 minutes is a long period of time. And that's enough to pull that in. We're not talking about a piece of meat. Even if we're talking about a side of a cow, it's X amount of meat, and so it has a very large, big surface. And if you put the blood on the outer surface, then even if it's this wide, I mean, I don't think you have pieces of meat that are wider than this. It's enough to get up and meat. Yes, that's his master from Zanifri Paskin. Yes.
If you take the side of the meat and you salt
like
that, it has to be cooked in the
it's going to rush, but no problem, because we already got out. So again, the red color that you see is not blood. It's dehydrated blood.
Is this agreed upon?
What? Everyone agrees. This is, I'm sorry, the Rav all disagrees? The Rav disagrees. We pass like the Rav. No, that's everything. We'll see. Yeah, what's the din of the of veins? Veins, we already spoke about a little bit in Hilchos Shchita. But otherwise, no. This is all organic, all isadavuk, and this is the power of the salt. You know, the salt has this ability to pull out. Minimally, again, we're talking about shear of a meal, but we can leave it in a little longer as well. Yeah.
So part of the small salt matrix. So basically, we have the Torah that you can't eat dove. So if we figure out any way to get rid of dove, that when you get dove, you're doing the Torah. That's what we need for dove.
We have a masorah that Malicho works. And with our cup, with our bina, we can figure out what would be the equivalent of malicha. That's a masara. Malicha is a masara, right? That malicha works. Chazal kiblu. But again, is this masara linking in with the dina malicha roseya, with the dina over here, klian klita, or is it a whole new world? That's a machlokas rishonim. Shmuel Zalman simply wanted to explain the Rashba in a way that therefore you could then pull out halachah lemaaseh ramifications from the mechanics of the process.
The one makes a cup of water and boils it over a hot fire, and all the water leaves, and you're left with hard material. You can eat that?
One takes a cup of water.
I'm saying, of course, take a cup of blood. Pot of blood.
Yeah.
And boils it up so all the water is evaporated. Now you've dehydrated this blood.
We know that the dehydration via melissa, this form of dehydration, is considered to be a matir. Whether, I mean, again, you could view it as a matir, like, because in Shmuel Sabetzik and the Rav would say, there's a matir called Malika. No, it's a matir. Don't need anything more. That's the matir. But if you want to understand the matir, dialogue and ideologos can be done. We know that this form of dehydration is a matir. Whether other forms of dehydration be matir, that far we didn't go. Well, simply the KCL and the NaCl is exactly the same form of dehydration. The same form of dehydration. Okay, there is a spark to what you're saying. When Mashiach comes, he'll ask him, he's a fan, he'll say that you can use a laser. I mean, there are all sorts of technical ways of dehydrating something in different forms. But this form is what is the form that Chazal had, so within the form there's a bit of a leeway. Okay, I just as we'll see, by tzli. In other words, if we say that Sli, we have this concept of that Dam Mishrik Sharik, Sli, the time of Chazal, was over Pechamim, right? What if one doesn't have Pecham? What if one has an electric grill? Is that also considered to be Sli? What if one has X and Y? So we'll see that in Achinam, that Poskim said certain forms of heat are the equivalent of Sli, and other forms of heat may not be the equivalent necessarily of tzli. It's not as though all heat is considered to be tzli, even if it's coming directly from the source of energy. So, okay, just a few more points. Let's take our pieces of meat. According to the Rashba and the Rabba, we're going to put salt on the outer surface of the skin. And that salt is going to pull something out. Right? It's either going to pull out from the outer surface, or it's going to pull out from everything. It's going to point in this direction. The problem is that we have the din of Moliyah Kuroseya. We learned that the most relevant and great remedy was possible, but we know that the din of Moliyah Kuroseya. Moliyah Kuroseya is the process of Havla'ah, of bleeding. Here we're talking about a process called Klipa. But Moliyah Kuroseya tells us that if we were to have, for example, a piece of cheese on this meat, then the melach will be Moliyah the cheese into the meat, and be Moliyah the meat into the cheese. Namely, that's a two-way street, not a one-way street. So over here, what happens is the din of Moliyah Kuroseya, it's the same melach, so why don't we say the melach pulls out the meat, pulls out the blood, and then pulls it back in? I mean, what did we gain from doing Malika? If we only had this new din called Malika today, we could say, maybe we have the din of a one-way street, that Malika is Machlit. But we know there's also a din of Malika Kuroseya, whether it's the same din, like the Ra'ah, the same form, or whether it's a different din, but we had a concept of Malika Kuroseya, which is Malika, not only Machlit, which is a two-way street. Why over here do we ignore the two-way street? So this question is dealt with by the Achronim, and there are two approaches to this question. It is the approach of the Shach and the approach of the Tzaddis. The approach, and we'll see the both inside, I'll put this explained to the outside, and we'll see it inside. The approach of the Shach is that it depends. There are two forms of blood. There's what's called Dam Ben, and there's what's called Dam Tlita. Dam Ben would be, let's say I go ahead and I check the cow. And I have now a bottle of blood from this cow. And then I walk over to a piece of meat which is sitting on the blitha table, and I take an eyedropper and I drop some blood from my bottle on that piece of meat. That Dam Ben is going to be nimlah into the piece of meat via the melach. Meaning Moliyah Kuroseya works on any external blood. On any blood coming from an outside source, it's not nothing. It's irrelevant if it's a piece of cheese, it's irrelevant if it's a piece of paper, it's irrelevant if it's blood. If it's coming from the outside, if we are bringing in extraneous material, Moliyah Melach is going to pull that extraneous material in. When we speak about Moliyah Kuroseya, we have to say that both according to the Rebbe and according to the Rashba only works on Dam Tlita. It works on the organic blood, on the blood which naturally is found within this piece of meat. Nothing over here is being brought from the outside. We simply have a pure piece of meat, 100% pure meat. Then, what's the melach going to pull in? There aren't two things over here that have to be attached. There's not a graph over here of Liyan Tlita. Rather, we're dealing with the piece of meat itself. Here, the melach is a big use. What am I supposed to do? And so what the melach does is simply pulls out, either pulls out the dam, pulls out the water of the dam, as a one-way street. So Moliyah Kuroseya is a two-way street. That applies to anything which is external. Anything which is coming from the outside, like Dam Ben. However, that which is coming from within, that which is organically, naturally part of the piece of meat, that's where we have our din of Moliyah Kuroseya. That's our look of the Shach. And it depends on the source of the meat. Then you realize, according to the Shach, we're going to have a problem. What do we do with the blood which is naturally on the outer surface of a piece of meat? You have a piece of meat. You have a piece of meat. That simply you have raw meat. So there's blood which is inside, which is down the garment shall appear, that's considered to be basal. And then you can drip blood on the outside from some external source. Forget about that. Simply the outside is full of blood. Schmutzy blood. There's blood on the outside. What is that blood? is that gut bin or is that dam plita? Namely, when you're maleach that piece of meat, what's going to happen to that blood? Is it going to go flying outwards? So it's going to drip through the surface of the maleach tray? Or is that blood going to go in? Because that blood is going to be outside. That's not focus to show according to the shah of why you require a hadafa kamaisa. Now let's look for a minute. Open up Siman Samach Tes at the very beginning. Siman Samach Tes Sif Aleph. The Shach says, the Mechaber says, I'm sorry, Tzorech lehadiyach habasar kodem melicha. Tzorech lehadiyach habasar kodem melicha. There has to be this pre-melicha process called hadacha, rinsing off the piece of meat. Why do you have to rinse off the piece of meat before melicha? Let's look in the Shach. Hatam. Run. So one first reason he brings is that melicha will not work on a hard piece of meat. It can only work if the meat is softened, if there are nikvei haplita, etc. So this is to soften the piece of meat. The Yesham Rebbe Mordechai, I'm sorry, that's the Ran Yesham Rebbe Mordechai. Then we have a HaMordechai Kosav HaTam, Hadocha Rishanu Lahavir HaLichluch Sha'ala Chaticha, Shim Lokein HaMelach Yitmalei Mimenu, that we have shmutz on the outside of the piece, and this shmutz is going to block the melach. The melach is going to spend all of its time playing with the shmutz, and it's not going to have any time to get rid of the to get to the blood. So you want to get rid of the shmutz so that the melach will know what to do. Will be able to concentrate on its task of getting rid of the dam. Uvahane trei taime, mahane im yaksor v'yadichenu v'yamlichenu afilu acharzman. In other words, if you forgot, let's say, for example, to be mediach first, you put the melach on first, and nothing is really happening, so then you have a second chance. You can wash off the piece of meat and be meleach the second time, because nothing happened the first time. Without the hadacha, nothing is going to happen. Aval hagos maimon kosvu v'shem hasmak hatam mishum shehamelach mavliya v'eino mavli dam shehu be'en. Because we're going to have a problem that the meat on the outside surface, that's dam be'en. And the melach is going to work on that to push it into the piece rather than pull it out. It's going to work via the process of melach keroseach as opposed to the process of melach kedera. V'chein kosav hasmak, v'chein kosav b'sharei dura, u'b'hagol sharei dura. The dam she'al gabo have a kamot dam be'en. Here the shach was aware. What's the classic dam be'en? The classic dam be'en is the eyedropper of dam that comes from the cow. Right, but here we have ke'en dam be'en. We have blood that once was inside and now is outside, and so it appears to be separate. Shenafal al gavei basar roseach va'aser. The lo amri, the lo shayach mishrik sharik lo kabbalah kach palto. That the principles that we have of meliach lekedera don't apply to dam be'en. Dam meliach lekedera, we pointed out, is a one-way street. We say kabbalah kach palto, it keeps going out. Dam mishrik sharik, it just slides off of the piece of meat. Either towards the mitzvah or bala, it's a one-way street. V'chein nami zerach lama lejedu lo amrinan diabit dam de'en, either towards the mitzvah or bala. V'chein kosav harav v'sof simen ayin. So according to the Shach, he says this exactly is why according to certain Rishonim we require hadlofa kamaisa, to get rid of the dam de'en, which is not coming from an outside, but coming from inside outside. And it already came out, on the outer surface, this is kiddam ben. This is according to the smak. What about it was the run and the ishmael of the mortify? You gave a different reason. And I already gave you this is dam plato. So whether this blood on the outside is dam plato, or whether the blood on the outside is kiddam ben, is the malokas we show. Depends on why you require hadlof kamaisa. If hadlof kamaisa can get rid of the blood from the outside, kind of is dam ben, and we wouldn't apply the principle of the maliyah there to, we wouldn't have that one way street. If however you come up with different reasons, that you want to get rid of schlutz, you want to solve the piece of meat, then we're not concerned with the dam ultimately how that's done. Why? Because that dam is not plato. That dam that was organically part of the piece of the meat just happens to end up on the outside. But the same as the blood is the inside, and we require the principle of Maliyah Kedera to it. So this then is the picture of the shach. So the shach has a says that as to whether you're going to be using the principle of Maliyah Karoseya, or whether you're going to be using the principle of Maliyah Lekedera, depends. Internal dam is Maliyah Lekedera. It's all going to go out. I don't care if the mitzvah, lo bala. Kabbalah, kach palto.
Mishrak Shorer. It's going to go floating out. It's not going to go back in. However, if we have Yam coming from some outside force, then we're going to find left or right out, and it's going to be pulled in. What about this blood which is on the outer of the surface? That's Mahokas Rishon. Some Rishon say that it's Kedam Benen, and that's why you require the Adam Kamaisa to get rid of it. Other Rishon say, no, it's Kedam Kleta, and the Adam Kamaisa comes from other reasons. Okay, so that's one, that's one worldview. That's the worldview of the Shach. And the Prima Gadim says that that is basically the worldview that we will be using. If you look in the Sifsei Das, Sif Katan Aleph, those here are Prima Gadim. So he points out, that is the machlokas. He uses the terminology. Towards the end, v'chatzchila medichin dahave kemodam be'en u'bedieven anachnu omrim dahave kemodam pleita. In other words, that we have to choose which of these reasons for Hadoka Kamaisa is the real reason. So he says, basically, you know, he assumes that you already know all the slumdas. He says, the machlokas is it dam be'en? Is it dam pleita? Is this the real reason for the Hadoka? However, the Taz has a different approach. To understand the Taz, look for a minute in the beginning of Siman Ayin. Yeah? That's Maliach Kedera. That's not Maliach Kroseach. Maliach Kroseach is always a two-way street. So what he's referring to over there, he wasn't that Medayik in his Lashon because he wasn't learning Hilchos Malicha. What he meant over there by Dam was Dam Plita. I don't know. Okay, that's the halacha. Okay. That's the way the Taz deals with simply how we can ignore or when do we apply Melech Roseach, when do we apply Melech Kedeiros. The Taz says it depends on the Shach says it depends on the Dam. I don't know. If you look in Siman Ayin deals with a situation which is very halacha l'maisa, and that is that we don't do Malicha wholesale, we don't do Malicha retail, like piece by piece by piece. We do Malicha, if you go to a Shachtas and you see the Malicha is done on like 30, 40 chickens simultaneously. And one's lying on top of the other. And the blood is just, you know, it's dripping all over the place. And the question is, don't we have to worry about the fact that maybe this piece is going to finish its malicha, or this piece is still beginning, and then it's going to reabsorb v'chule. So we have a halacha. No, as long as these ofos are in the process of malicha, we say the blood keeps going out further and further and further. And what if you have like a base kibo, namely that somehow a cavity is created, and the blood begins to gather up, and you have like a cup of blood, falls out down mishrik sharik, it's just going to flow off the surface, etc. Then the Ramah says, that's Sifalos. Then the Ramah in Sifalos says, Chaticha Shemalach Osa Shtei Pa'amim Muteres. Whatever you take a piece of meat, you put melach on it, blood comes out, and then before you wash it off, you put more melach on it. Are we afraid now the second melach is now going to be mavriya, the blood back in? So the Ramah says, Chaticha Shemalach Osa Shtei Pa'amim Muteres. We're not afraid that the second malicha is going to be in malicha kuroseya to the first malicha, which is malicha kedera. If the first malicha was malicha kedera, you had a hadal kamaisa, you had a piece of beef, you were malaya, all the blood is going out. Now at a certain point, you forget that you sold this piece, and you sold it again, and there's blood on the outer surface. So you say, we're not worried that blood is now going to go in. Why not? According to the Shach, it's obvious. Why not? Because what's that dam on the outside? Where did it come from? Came from within. That's dam plita. Right? Dam that came out via Melita. That's dam plita. Dam plita, we pointed out, is only Melech Roseach. Dam plita, the one-way street. Look in the Shach over here, Sikatan Gimel. Lo chashinan shemelach hasheni mavriya hadam. That's different. That dam that was on the piece of meat, that was the blood that was originally on the outside surface.
And that's why you require that halacha kamayis, to get rid of that original blood. But here, this is blood that we know came from within. The original blood was already washed off. Blood that came from within, that's dam plita. Dam plita, there's no problem. However, the Taz doesn't like that reasoning. He doesn't hold of it. And look at the Taz, Zifkot, and Beis. He says this is based on a totally different approach. And he brings in a rush, then he brings in the Yisr Beheter. And basically what he says is, if I'm quoting from the middle, Sarach Lamar Tam Acher Bazeh, the Kevon Shehabosar Adayim Torud Lahaflit Tzir Bishoah Shebo'alav HaMelech HaSheni Alkein HaMelech HaSheni Yaflit HaTzir V'lo Yavliya Ma Shepolat Kfar Kevon Shebishoah Shebo'alav HaMelech Yesham Pletas Tzir. What the Taz distinguishes is not between Dam Benen and Dam Pleta, but rather between before you begin the process of Melicha and when you're in the middle of the process of Melicha. Before you begin the process of Melicha, anything which is on the outer surface is going to go in. Not because it's Dam Benen, but because it's there. Anything from the outside is going to go in. And that's why we have to wash off the piece of meat. Because we don't want the piece of meat to be bogeyah, we want it to be machlokas. And so before we begin the process, we're always going to have melech rosheh. And melech rosheh means putting salt on a surface which currently isn't involved in any process of melech. That will be mamliya dam, no matter where that dam came from. Be it dam ben, be it dam plita, b'kulei b'kulei. However, once we took a surface that was totally clear and put melech on it, and what is Mal going to do now? Nothing can even be knocked off. Can only pull out. Nothing can pull in. Can only pull out and out and out. Then whatever you put on the outside surface is going to keep going out. Namely, what do you do with the task? If in the middle of the process of Melicha, we were to take an eyedropper and begin drinking blood on this piece of meat from some other source. Totally. Some other source. From a Zedeva, from a cow. It doesn't make a difference. It's never going to begin blood. Even if it's real down the end, according to the shop, Dam Ben will go in. Dam Pesa comes out. According to the Shach, the Taz, that question of Dam Ben and Dam Pesa, what the source of the blood is. Before we began the process, any blood we pulled in. Once we began the process, any blood is going to keep going out. It's a question of, are we in the middle of the process or not? And since over here, when you're molest the first time, right, 18 minutes it was pulling the dam out, and then it continues to pull out. Tear, mohal, keeps going and going and going. And you put more melach on it, still during that process, but God's pulling things out, it'll pull out anything. It'll pull out down the end, it'll pull out whatever you put on it. If you waited until the whole process ended, and then put the melach on, it'll pull anything back in. And according to the Taz, there's no concept called down leak that was only going to go out, and that middle is only going to go in. It is done. Down is anything. Anything which is on the outside is going to be pulled in. Anything before the process begins. Anything which is put on the outside when the process is already in revved up is going to go out. So that's what the task points out. The Mishpitos HaZohav over here on Sif Katan Beis points out Veloshmir Leke Moshe Kosef HaShach the Ishkuk Ben Dam Be'en. It's not a question of Dam Be'en or Dam Plita. It's a question of, is it currently being maflit? Is it currently not being maflit? So these are simply two conceptual approaches to how to distinguish between Meliach Karoseach and Meliach L'Kedera. Meliach L'Kedera, according to the Taz, works on a clean piece of meat. The moment there's something on the surface, you're going to have Meliach Karoseach. No matter what's on the surface, no matter where it came from, we don't look at sources, we don't look at history. According to the Shach, it's not a question of where you're holding in the process, it's a question of what is the source of the blood. Meliach Dam Be'en, we're going to apply the principle of Meliach Karoseach. To Dam Plita, we're going to apply the principle of Meliach Kedera. Okay, so you understand they're nachminas in all directions. Okay, so the Piskei Tshuva, I mean, sorry, the Privei Gadim gives you nachminas going back and forth. And what's interesting is that what the Taz says is really an iname in the Shach. That same Shach, of Katan Gimel, has an iname, another second favorite. Shiny hacha came in the nimlach tchila v'lahuda chacharka imken adayin hu omed lutlo tzir umitocha chamina andein amelach hasheni mavliya hadam. But no one ever quotes it as the second favorite in the Shach. Everyone quotes it as a machok between the Shach and the Taz. Okay, but the Shach already was aware of this option and he brought it in as an iname. Yeah.
Because out of all these permutations of other machlokes from here, according to the Shach, the way the Rambam and Mordechai seems to be giving this piece of salt a very high IQ level. It's the same blood sitting on the outside, and it says, well, you came from inside, so you go out. You come from outside, so you go in. I mean, how does a piece of salt know how to do that?
I never asked, but what I tend to assume is this, you're going back to pretty much to Adam's question in terms of how does the salt know whether it should play role A or play role B? Is there something different in terms of the dam? It's not that what Mariach, the principle, the Mariach Karoseach is basically to combine things that are one on top of the other. When the Melach feels that you have two X and Y, and the Melach is between them, it'll take the X into the Y and the Y into the X. Masha'en came when the Melach feels there's only X, there's no Y, so then it's going to pull out part of the X. It'll pull out the water from the X, it'll pull out the dam from the X, it'll pull out from the X. So somehow the Melach realizes, is this an X and a Y, or is this an X and an X? You know, it's that dam pleta is really X. Dam pleta is coming from within. So when you're dealing with only X, then the dam works in one direction. Dealing with X and Y, dam works in another direction. And then you have these situations where it's unclear what's whether this is X or Y. When you're dealing with that which was in, is now out, so that's a machlokes we've shown him, is that X or Y? How does the Melach know how to paskin? Good question. Okay. This is basically the overview that we're going to have of Melicha. This is the process of Melicha, the terminology we're using, the background, but before we say goodbye to Simanim, Samach Vav and Samach Zayim, just two he'aros, and then we'll stick to Siman Samach Tes. One he'aro, and this already Chaim raised. We pointed out that we have a difference between Dam Evarim Shelo Piresh, which Alpidin is Basar, and Dam Evarim Shepiresh, which Alpidin is Dam. That's a very, very basic distinction that we have to make. Chaim asks, what's Piresh? So here in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Zayin gives us three definitions of Piresh, and they all have a lot of nice ramifications. Let's go back. Samach Zayin Aleph. Dam behema chaya nami ein iser kareis ela bedam hanefesh shanashama yotzeis to avo dam evarim eino ela belotase v'hani mile. When is dam evarim asur kishe Piresh? What does Piresh mean? Firstly is yotza lachutz. Okay. That we pointed out. If you have a cup of blood, not allowed to drink it. That's A. B. Osha nitzrar b'chaticha. If we have a pool of blood within a chaticha, then we can't call that basar. We can't play a game of calling a significant amount of liquid basar. When the dam is simply moist meat, right, that the meat and the dam are sort of organically connected and one inside of the other, we can call that basar. But if nitzrar, if we have simply a coming together of a lot of blood together, even inside the piece of meat, that's what we call dam. Halacha l'maisa, look in Sif Beis, l'fikach mutar le'achol basar chai. You pointed out you're allowed to eat raw meat because that's dami varm shalot piresh. V'hadoch, as long as you wash out the surface, below m'licha. If you have veins or arteries that contain blood, that you can't eat. You can't call that dam evarim shelo piresh. That's dam evarim shelo piresh. It's in the vein. It left the meat, and it's in the vein. Shehadam shebachutim ukekanas v'omei dekli. That vein full of blood is equivalent to a cup full of blood. Makes sense. In other words, that is already piresh, even within the meat itself. Okay, so halacha l'maaseh, you have to be aware that we're going to deal with, can malicha work on those veins? That's a good question. But certainly without malicha, we're going to have a problem that we saw back in Hilchos Shechita. Do you have to cut the chutzim in order to allow the blood to come out? Would it come out naturally without cutting the chutzim? Then we have a third definition also. So one is yatzal lachutz, that's dam evarim shepiresh. Second is mitzvah b'chaticha. That's dam evarim shepiresh. The third halacha is o shepiresh mimakomo v'nisorer latzeis v'nivla mimakom acher. Avo im lo piresh lo nitzra mutzer. And we're going back to our piece of meat. If we have
blood, which is in this piece of meat, in this part of the meat. And then somehow it jumps to go over here to be in this part of the meat. That also considered to be dominant environment in Shetirish. How does that happen? I mean, some of animals go through their lives simply with their meat pulled down. How does it happen that the dominant moves from here to here like in this bird within the piece of meat? So that's what's grown in Sidgimel.
Hashover machrakta shel behema. Asur le'echol yidusara chai. Even though he's eating umsa, you can't eat umsa of an animal where you broke its spinal cord. Why? What happens when you break the spinal cord? All of a sudden, all of the nerves go haywire, and that causes within the animal that the blood will jump from place A to place B, and that's already considered to be dame varim shepirish. And so, when you have this animal where in which you didn't only shecht the animal, but before you shechted the animal, you broke the spinal cord, you in some way affected the whole nervous system of the animal, that's considered to be a problem of dame varim shepirish to eat the meat. Yes?
What's the difference?
How far? It says,
that it's simply
that
an animal that
eats
the meat
unhappily,
and therefore the move unnaturally, it's not a question of distance, it's simply a question of what caused it, that something external caused it to move. Move, jump from here to there, as though it was looking for its way out of the knee.
What does this mean, halacha l'maisa? So Dukhan the Shach over here, Sifkotan Bey says, Hashover mafrakta shel behema, kodem shetetse nafsha. This is only in a situation which is still mechayim. When this animal was still alive, this happened. How does it happen when an animal is still alive that that's going to move from place to place? Only be a shover mafrakta. That's the only lechora. This is a very, very unusual case. However, the Gilin HaMarasha says, Dafka mechayim ayin shach siman ayin vav sifteis. The moment he says ayin, you realize that this is not an obvious question. And he says it's a siman ayin vav. So let's follow the trail of the Gilin HaMarasha. Let's move over to siman ayin vav. And siman ayin vav, and the shach sifkot and beis, there we're dealing with sleep.
So now we have a piece of meat over an open fire. And we're going to see that Sli also has this effect of what's called Dam Mishav Eish, sorry, Nura, the fire, Mishav Shoy. It serves like a pump and pulls the blood towards the plot of fire. Like moth goes to right, Dam goes to right, Dam Mishav Shoy. That the blood is going to move from this piece of meat towards the fire. Nura Mishav Shoy. The question is, what if I did, no pun intended, a half-baked sleep? Namely, I began to do the sleep, but I didn't actually finish the sleep. Did anything happen? Did I mess up this piece of meat, or can I just continue being solid?
So look over here in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shach, Lefisha Ha'esh Sho'ed, Lashon Harosh. Lomi boy in mitzvah yofa, the od mitzvah kol hadam bachutz, el afil lo mitzvah yofa, velo mitzvah kol hadam bachutz, sharik, ki ma she yotze lachutz, nura mishiv shoyev lei, u mishiv sharik, u ma she nishar bis betocho, have a dame varm shalop pirish, velo chashiv kipirish, but dame varm shalop pirish. So,
he says that if you want to eat a rare steak, take a raw steak, put it over a fire for a few minutes, some blood will come out. That blood which comes out is also the same blood. And you go ahead and eat the steak. Why? Because that which flows through which you name is Dami Varim Shalom Pirish, and it's fine. The question is, what do you mean Dami Varim Shalom Pirish? The moment you put it over a fire, Nura Mishiv Shayit, the blood from the top over here is going to begin to move, and it's not going to get out because you took it off the fire too quick. Don't we have over here Dami Shapir Shemakom Lamakom? And Dami Shapir Shemakom Lamakom, we said, is Dami Varim Shapirish.
The rush continues, and he says, "Lo choshek to pirish ma shaholas b'tochol mitzad zeh l'tzad zeh, ad kan l'shono." And Kosef then continues, "Kosef adrisha b'chay harush, lo domi l'mashin isbarer le'el b'siman samach zayin, the dam shenitzor b'chaticha, a pirish imelkom b'nisorer l'atzis, a nifom akom acher osur, shayni hosam, the mechayim nisorer l'atzis, v'havi dam shepirish, ma shenkin kan, shalom nisorer l'atzis, elam achmas ha'esh." etc. And then he says, he could have simply said, without getting involved in the long session, Shiny Hacha, Lo Chasha Pirish, Kevan Shala Pirish, Mikhaim Makom Makom, etc.
In other words, that we have a rule that din of Pirish Makom Makom would only be the paralysis, only via hitting the spinal cord, only Mikhaim. But if Lachar Misa, who's from here to here, it's still talking about Shala Pirish. It always stays within the piece of meat, everything is fine. But you realize the moment that the Shach becomes such a reason where something is up. So look, if you continue in Siman Ayin Vav, and move over to the Shach Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Over there, the Shach says, the Shach is talking about the case, what happens if you're Tzola, not totally, where the little days of Dolim Ravava is. It's about three lines into the Shach Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Avol Be'isar Ha'etzer Ba'aruch, you can't eat a piece of meat which was partially nitzle. Comes along, the Dogam Rav explains, Vayein la'el sefkatan deiz, mashkatan b'shem harosh, the tarach lomar harosh l'shitaso, iyu svirulei gamar nimlach neklishen amenukav, sheno ne'esar rakmashe betoch atzir, etc. Avol le'didon, kaino lo'an sham ba'agod o'asar kulo, imkein le'didon, mashapir shmokam l'mokam, afilo achar ashtita, gam can have a pirish. It's a machlokes rishonim. It's a machlokes. This din of pirish machlokes l'malach is only nechayim, or even l'achar nisa. Nachdamina, a half sleeve, where the gam moved from here to here, remained inside the surface. Is that now dam as opposed to bus, or is it still busar? The rush is not here. Easter the head there, so it's there. But nachdamina is, what if we're maleach a piece of meat on a surface, on a kli, sheino menuka, that has no hole in it? Namely, there's no room for the blood to go out. Normally, you leave with the process of plita, going out, goes out through the holes. What if there are no holes? So then it's going to begin to go out and go back in because there's no holes for it to go. Is that a problem? Leave the piece of meat. According to the rush, no problem. Take out the piece of meat, wash it off. Whatever came out, came out. Whatever didn't come out, it's under your shalom for your mutter. And going to each of the head there, if there was no room for the blood to go out, it means it moved and never came out. That's not Yom Shapirish, and that's impossible. So this machlokas we're going to have to deal with throughout Hilchos Malicha. Do we have a problem when we do things halfway? What if we do Malicha of 7 minutes instead of 18 minutes? Do we mess things up, or can we continue? But if I did it sleep, right, not a full sleep, then I mess things up. What if Bechulei Bechulei? And this is the question, do we say that this principle of Piresh, Mimacham Mimacham applies only Mechayim, and then it's almost not helpful Maisa at all, or is it even Lachar Misa, and then it's very, very helpful Maisa? Last point, and I'll be able to answer the question. We pointed out you could eat Utsa. First, you go ahead and eat raw meat. So, why? Because whatever he is eating, is dan evarim shelo pirish. He's eating raw meat. The question is that the act of eating is an act of sticking one's teeth into meat, and when one bites into meat, I mean, usually we would assume that maybe something happens to the meat, or something comes out of the meat. So here we have a chavas das in the beginning of Siman Samachet. Chavas das is this Katan Gimel. The chavas das says that if you can eat meat, that means that teeth do not cause blood to flow. Namely, when you cut a piece of meat, he said that causes the blood to flow out. Were you to be korea a piece of meat, that would not cause the blood to flow out. That's the beauty he has in the shot. Eating, the act of biting into something, kanere doesn't cause blood to flow. The hagah on the bottom, you may borrow says that's absurd. I mean, everyone knows if you see a cat bite into a piece of meat, you'll see red around where he bit because the blood came out. And so the Yimei Baruch says, maybe it's not so much you can eat umsa. The Rambam doesn't say you can eat umsa. It's not so obvious you can eat umsa. So there's a tshuva of the Sfiri Eish. This could be Jeremiah. Yeah, there's a tshuva of the Sfiri Eish in which he says that, if you would try to suspect, is that eating we don't view as the act of eating as an act of dasha pirish. That which goes on in your mouth, and the process of eating is not viewed as a separate process, and
there's no need for you to swallow the maybe the only answer is to swallow it, but not to chew it. Swallowing, it's all one and the same. In any case, it's also a question of leadership to define pirish. We had a question, is pirish makom or makom only mechayim la'achar nisa? And this is a question, what if you have pirish to tochatem? Is that considered to be pirish, and then we'd have a problem, or not? So the Charizat, and Beibara, we'll get to it when we get to the Ochas, but it's simply the definition of pirish, I just wanted to mention it now. Okay, so that's the Hakdama, Siman Samach Vav, Samach Zayin. We'll be there, next time we'll begin in Siman Samach Tes, with Hadacha Kamaisa. And we'll finish the Hakdama of the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim gives 7 reasons for Hadacha Kamaisa. We saw 3 reasons so far in the Shaf. So there are basically 7 reasons. We'll divide them into 2 categories and see what is not the next. Okay, that's what I got.
Isn't the Rambam's case cleat also an afternoon? That's why I asked, because he says basically you make the outside shell of the chicken hard by doing the shell, and the blood will travel all the way to the outside shell and suck. So it is pure. So only if you hold that there's also some of pure, if you're not Acher Lisa, does the Rambam's cleat at work? If you don't know, otherwise.
It could be, you know, it really depends what the chalitza does. If the chalitza simply creates, you know, that wall, then you're correct. Okay, if what the chalitza does is sosa mikveh chalitza, means that it cauterizes that
the entire chicken all the way through?
Right, in other words, that it simply closes all the vessels and nothing moves. Chalitza is like put in a suspended animation. I don't know.
So how long is it in that water?
Just dipped in, but it kind of...
After they click it,
no? No. Dipped in is it puts it into shock, puts it into a ketonic state.
All right. Yeah, this is moved out until we'll
see that wall. Why don't I just give the case of a regular piece of